Thousands worked to make this convoy happen, and almost 200 traveled to ensure a successful journey. And as a Palestinian, it was the first time that I entered Palestinian land without an Israeli soldier, a Palestine that welcomed me with joy and happiness, and not with angry, racist, rejecting faces.
This was Lamis Dick, a Brooklyn attorney. She introduced two U.S.-born Palestinian sisters, Dima and Dalia Abi Saheb, who traveled with the caravan to see their homeland for the first time.
Ever since I was a child, Palestine has been this magical place, the land that we have been fighting for. Photographers and video cameras overwhelmed us, and the people were so enthusiastic that we were there. Most people held up the victory sign at us, and we truly felt victorious and knew that we had, at the moment, broken the siege on Gaza. For blocks and blocks and blocks, there was destroyed building after destroyed building, and these were mostly residential areas. There was a home that had been bombed, and the only thing still recognizable on the building was the roof and the steps that once led to the entrance of the home. On top of the roof was a Palestinian flag waving high in the air and a young boy sitting on the steps that once led to his home. Why has the world remained silent? What had this boy done to deserve this? And what's even more sickening is that Israel is still receiving billions and billions of U.S. dollars in aid annually.
For Bill Doar, a member of Al Auda, the humanitarian crisis imposed on the people of Gaza is directly linked to U.S. foreign policy.
The Egyptian government would not have dared to seize their vehicles without approval from the highest levels in Washington. With the exception of the African-American media, in general, the U.S. media, which ignored us, talks about how the U.S. government is making demands on Israel. What kind of demands are they making when the very pilots who bombed Gaza in January are now in Nevada training with the U.S. Air Force? We later found out that while we were being blocked from the Suez Canal on that very day, Israeli warships passed through that canal to take station off the coast of Iran.
Orthodox Archbishop Theodosius Hanna of Sebastia became a hero of the Palestinian cause for denouncing Israeli land confiscations. He spoke in a cadenced Arabic to an audience which hung to his every word. His Eminence Theodosius Hanna of Sebastia gave warm greetings from the people of Palestine. He said he had come to the United States to bring a five-point message. First and above all, the right of return must be recognized. Second, Palestinians have no problems with Judaism. Jews, Christians, and Muslims can live together in harmony as long as the terrorist ideology of Zionism is ended. Third, the only political solution is a one-state solution, even if it takes 100 years, and as long as, in the end, we get a democratic state with equality for all. Fourth, Palestinians in the U.S. must become ambassadors for their cause. When presented with the truth, Americans will not support the occupation. Finally, Palestinians must set their political differences aside and form a united front. The struggle for Palestine, he said, is a just demand for human and national rights. Archbishop Atalaha Hanna especially thanked the young Al Auda volunteers and announced that he would join the next Viva Palestina humanitarian convoy to Gaza. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.